She's winding up. She's getting to second, but Pride of Jenny at the 200. My goodness, 15 in front. Declan Bates goes for the whip, riding a ride out. There's no need. This is a demolition job. Pride of Jenny in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. My, oh, my.
G'day, listeners. Welcome back to the Triple J Racing Weekly Podcast, episode 2 of season 2. Sitting here with Bryce Parker, mate. I think we had a really good return to the podcast last weekend. We tipped a couple of winners. Wanarua was obviously really nice there at Randwick, and you tipped Artishka there at Newcastle, and we had another couple of results there with the Lesbridge horse as well. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Good to return with a bang. I know we're a bit nervous about producing, but yeah, for followers that stuck with us, it was a really good day out. And yeah, Lesbridge's horse just got there, didn't it? It was a really good ride. It was nice and on speed. So yeah, good weekend, mate. Really nice to get a fill up.
Yeah, absolutely. Charming Legend. I was really, really happy with that performance because obviously really liked the horse out of that debut. So just on that note, mate, obviously, you know, there's a really big importance in reviewing meetings. And I know that you do that. We obviously review our meetings and we have a look at, you know, which horses were fancied and things like that, and horses out of those meetings to follow. My review of the race meeting there at Randwick on the weekend were that fencing run horses were advantaged, and obviously horses running on from the rear out wide were disadvantaged. And one horse that I want to follow out of the meeting was Wanarua, the Schnitzel Colt. He had another pillar to post victory there and had the clear fastest last 600 of the race in 35.91 seconds, and also had the clear fastest 6 to 200 meter sectional of the race, which for mine, that's obviously the most important 400 meter sectional of any race. You've really got to get going at that stage of the race, and that'll put you in position to win over the last 200. So I think Wanarua is a horse to follow, and one other 2 year old out of that race, Good Sort, the Tassort filly. She was three wide the trip, had everything against her and ran second. So there's a couple of horses there to follow, mate. Have you got one to follow for listeners?
Yeah, Perrier from yesterday in the Grafton Ramone handicap. I just thought it wasn't really given a good ride. I was pretty keen on it. Zachy Lloyd's been in brilliant form, so no knock on him, but had about 12 or 13 lengths off them, and it flattened out a little bit in the straight, but it just needed to be a lot closer and have a lot more time to wind up. I thought he left the run a good 200 metres too late. We've seen in the past it's a horse that finds bad luck, so it needs ages to get through its gears, and I just left it far too late. I think that should have won easily. And I saw people sort of protesting that other horses went past it late, but it really just isn't a sprint horse. It's a 400 to 500 meter big long run horse. So yeah, I was disappointed about that a bit. But mate, that's what happens with rides. I mean, most of them you copy that aren't good ones anyways, but you think in your eyes. So you need a lot of luck in racing. But I'm keen to follow it anyways. I think the horse is going well. See it get some clean air, 400 or 500 out on it, maybe a bigger track as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that horse was really well placed there yesterday as well. So you're right. And obviously, you know, I'm sure had the best sectionals in the race, but just couldn't get the job done. Triple J runners, we had a really good result there at Kembla Grange today with Headstock. He bolted in by 3.5 lengths, which, you know, he's probably a prime example of those horses we spoke about last week, where right now they're racing on these heavy, wet trucks and a lot of horses don't handle them. He's prime candidate number one. He hasn't had a result of this preparation. First race for the prep on a good four, he comes out and bolts in. So really, really happy about that. And then obviously for a $12,000 purchase now with $140,000 in prize money, he's been a really, really good one for the Triple J Racing team, and really, really looking forward to him continuing the prep now after that result. Today, we're looking at some runners at Rose Hill. We got Flemington. You've got a runner out there at Morpheville, and you've also got one for listeners on Sunday out there at Hawkesbury. So really, really looking forward to going through those now, mate, and we'll just get straight into them. Obviously, Rose Hill, soft seven, rail out 3 metres. Another big thing with reviews is obviously making sure you get the track pattern right. And last meeting was 3 weeks ago. It was a heavy eight with the true rail, and they didn't go anywhere near the fence. So, you know, with a drawing truck 3 meters out, are you expecting any bias on the weekend, mate, or are you playing it fair game?
Probably fair game. It's, yeah, pretty hard to say. I think we got it somewhat right last week with fence in run and leaders, but I think it'll play okay. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm thinking the same, mate. I think Rose Hill's a track that's actually been really damaged over recent months. I think Randwick's been okay, but Rose Hill's been really, really tough. And I think even wet trackers haven't been handling it. So I'm really glad that they're going to be on a drying track this weekend. But I think they'll still edge off the fence a little bit. And I'm giving every horse their chance. So hopefully the Rose Hill Travelator in lane one doesn't come back to bite us. But race two, mate, Tab Highway, class two, over 1,100 meters. You've got one for listeners here.
Yeah, tricky race. Liz Tamania's got good form, just behind Clear Thinking, who's promising one. Wide draw, 62 kegs is going to be tricky. Consensus is the one I don't mind here, mate, with barrier one. It'll need a bit of luck, but first up, it ran well behind South of India, who's won again since and absolutely airborne. It was only a length away. And then second up behind the Dramatist, who's also absolutely flying as well, and Amicus Curiae in second, who's also won since. So. And then its latest run in a highway where it got smashed, but still ran second by a promising one. So now we get $15. I don't think this is any harder than last race, and it's all its form reads well. I'm not too sure where to from the map. It's going to need some luck, but yeah, $15, mate. I'm a bit surprised by those odds.
I think you're right, mate. Like you said, the form out of that race with South of India, he's that horse is just absolutely flying at the moment. So I like that. Liz Tamania is the horse you mentioned. He would be probably the one I'd like to hone in on this race. However, he's had a number of foot issues throughout his career, and first up, he was $21 and four or five a place, and now you've got to take five to win from a horror draw, different track with a lot of weight. So I think you might be on the money there with your selection, mate. A good value, and I love these each way runners in Tab Highway Grade, where you can sort of roll the dice, and you just don't know what those races are going to throw up. So it's a good start to the meeting there. Race four is a benchmark 72 over 1500 meters. I really like Pure Alpha in this race, mate. Very, very consistent horse with the two wins and three placings from five starts. I think the horse gets a fantastic setup here for mine. Pretty deep into the preparation now, fourth up, peaking fitness wise. And I just think that this field, the horse has found plenty of progressive types and also a number of horses that are first up and early into the preparation. So sometimes when you're doing form for races, I hear it all the time down, when you're down the local having a schooner, someone will say, "Oh, what about this horse last start? We've got to back that again today." And you know yourself after doing a lot of form that they're actually in a much harder race. So sometimes you're just looking for, weaker opposition, and I think Pure Alpha fits that bill perfectly from a great draw barrier five. Did you have the same opinion?
Yeah, hard to beat, mate. I think you're spot on. And 240 last start. I mean, that says about its speaks volume of its upside still, and it hasn't missed a quinella from five goes. So yeah, looks a good bet.
Beautiful. J-Max also trying to keep Nashville Wheeler away from him in the Premiership rankings as well. So hopefully he can come out and give it a good ride, because I don't think J-Max been on top of his game, or he's obviously probably the best jockey on the planet. So when he's off his game, he's still right up there. But he's be looking for a big weekend this weekend coming up. Race five is over 1,200 meters. It's a benchmark 78. I really like a four-year-old mare here called Jewelry. I think she's having a really good preparation this time around, and obviously returns to Sydney this weekend. She's rock hard fit. She's got a fantastic draw there in barrier two. I'm just hoping she can settle a little bit closer, because she can be really slow away, and that's probably the one downside with the horse. But I do think she is the best horse in this race. She's also had a win in three placings this preparation. Rock hard fit. Barrakeel, she comes out of that Barrakeel race, who's four from four and unbeaten. And Sandpaper sort of franked that form with a narrow defeat last weekend, which was another podcast tip. And Jewelry obviously beat Sandpaper on quite convincingly. So again, I think Jewelry gets a really nice setup. Zach Lloyd's riding well. Barrier two, $3.20. I think she's a really good bet in that race.
Yeah, spot on. I agree, mate. I'm pretty keen on it as well. Couldn't say any more than that.
Sounds as though we've got a number of horses where we're backing together this weekend. So that's a hopefully it works out for us. Otherwise, it might be a podcast to forget moving forward. But race eight is the Winter Challenge. It's over 1,500 meters. Telegram followers of my channel will know who I'm betting on in this race. And you're backing the same horse, mate. So I'll let you go ahead with it, and let us all know why you think King of the Castle is the selection in this race.
Yeah, I respect a few of these. Tamerlane beat it last start, so there's probably not going to be much between them. War Eternal got the job done for us on the weekend, so respect to that as well. But yeah, I was on King of the Castle last start. I've always had a lot of time for this runner. Held up and should have won. I'm absolutely confident should have won. I think when it got the gap got crunched, I reckon it cost it 2 lengths and it lost by half a length. So yeah, good setup here. The form line's around a really strong start prior. Beaten by Moonamek, who's flying, and then start prior to that, Exilatus, and I just think this has probably got the stronger form than War Eternal, who was good last week. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's as good a form. And Rachel King hops back aboard, who's one placing from 5 goes. So I'm happy to be with King of the Castle, mate. I know it's naught from 4 goes on this track, but some of those have been in strong races, and I think it's the right price around that $4 mark.
I completely agree, and I thought last start King of the Castle obviously was held up at a vital stage there in the straight, and I thought if he did get clear running at the right time, I thought King of the Castle would win the race. And you've obviously mentioned Tamerlane already. The horse meets that horse 1.5 kilos better at the weights this time around, and it now means that Tamerlane's giving King of the Castle 7 kilos. And when you put Barrier 4 into the picture now for that horse as well, I just think that it's going to get the run of the race. Soft track's perfect. Two wins, two seconds on a soft track. I think King of the Castle is very, very hard to beat and probably going to be one of my better bets of the day. So hopefully, mate, hopefully we're both celebrating after race 8 there at Rose Hill. Well, I've got two for listeners at Flemington. Both had a bit of value, so I'm really looking forward to the Flemington meeting on the weekend. Unfortunately, I believe that we're probably going to be on a heavy track. The rail's out 3 meters and they're at heavy eight at the moment with 2 to 8 millimeters predicted tomorrow. But the two runners I like here are race 3, 2-year-old handicap over the 1,000 meters. I really like a horse called Zesty Man, who is $11 and $2.90 the place. Had a very, very good performance on debut at this track and over the same trip and ran the fastest last 400 and 200 of the entire meeting. There's plenty of 2-year-olds that don't handle straight racing, but this bloke did immediately, and it also helps that he is trained at the track there at Flemington. Following the debut performance, he ran 5th in the English Millennium and then was obviously beaten quite convincingly in the Blue Diamond. But I think that he was a colt that probably the stable didn't expect to make it to a Blue Diamond, and he sort of come out and put in a good couple of performances, and he might have caught them all by surprise. So they thought they'd throw him in the deep end. And the jump outs have been very, very good to my eye this time around. He's drawn the right part of the straight, and he just simply looks over the odds for mine at the 11 and 290. So happy to tip listeners in there. And obviously, if the track's too wet, they won't kick the horse off first up anyway if they don't think he'll handle it. So if he's there, we'll back him. If he's not there, we'll forget about the race. And then race 9, mate, Wave Rider Boy, 21 and 6, another each way play. This horse is third up, and dropping back to the 1,000 meters looks to suit this horse now, who I feel is coming out of some pretty strong form races. Genuine Excuses finished fourth behind Fleetwood and the Black Cloud, and then ran poorly at Caulfield, but drew Barrier 1 and was cluttered up. And obviously Caulfield cluttered up. It's not the perfect setup. The bigger track should suit, and he'll find cover and be strong late. So 21 and 6 there for Wave Rider Boy in race 9. And following that one, mate, you wanna tip listeners into a horse there at Morpheville on Saturday, race 9 over 1,250 meters. Who are we backing there?
Yeah, I don't mind Darcy Andermill. I thought it was good last start. It's a really consistent runner. It just got nosed out. Does jump up. Oh, sorry, it jumps down in the weights here. And Victorian runner, but its form lines are quite good for this. I just don't mind. This race doesn't look to have a whole lot of depth. And I don't mind those Victorian runners coming across sometimes. Gets off a heavy track. It was $3 last start. And it's always sort of in the market. It never really starts more than sort of $10, you know, 240, this prep 420. So it's always really heavily in there. And I don't mind the placement here to come across and give this a shake. I thought $10 was overs. Should be around the mark. It's got a 35% place rate. Doesn't win out of turn, but look, it's still far from 37. I think it's a good each way go.
I like it, mate. You've talked me into it. What about Hawkesbury on Sunday? You want to send listeners around there, race 8. Hawkesbury's a track I don't mind having a punt at. I think it's been quite good lately to have a bet at. So apart from the camera angle, that's an absolute disaster. I wish I could put my own camera there, and you just don't know. You can think you run third, but you've won by a length. Anyway, mate, race 8, benchmark 64, 1500 meters. What will be winning there at Hawkesbury?
Yeah, sticking with the Rubicon. I thought the run last weekend was quite good. I didn't mind the steer. To get it to the front early was fine. It always misses this jump. It's always out the back, so I didn't mind Schofield taking it to the front. It kicked on okay, but it just died a little bit late. But it lost by 4 lengths in a BM78. Now it's in a BM64. I know it jumps up a fair bit of weight, but yeah, I thought that was more than a pass mark run. And now we get. It's gone down $1. It was 750. Now it's 650. I think that's a good price for this. This is a decent drop in grade. It looks ready to win. Two starts back is the one I spoke about last podcast, where it lost by 2.5 lengths and it missed the kick by 4 lengths in a BM78. So if it handles the weight and it jumps clean, I think this 650 is pretty good. And Chad Schofield, well, he sticks with the ride, so I think that says a bit about its chances. So the danger from the bush last run was third. A length behind Fletch Lowe and Amicus Curiae in second has won again since. So they're the two, mate, I think, in this race.
I like it. That was a really good win by Amicus Curiae yesterday, actually. That was very, very impressive. Mate, I've got one out there at Wyong. I wanted to tip listeners in, and I must say I'm taking this horse on complete trust because the horse hasn't had a trial since its last start on the 10th of March. But it's actually trained by Graz Vella down at Canberra. The horse is called Vella's Best. Caught my eye winning a trial at Canberra. I think one of our Triple J racing runners was trialing down there on the same day, and this horse caught my eye and ended up winning on debut in a 2-year-old race down there at Canberra, beating home some smart horses, Amazing Eagle and a couple of city types down there, and then obviously went around in the Black Opal there behind Homes of Court and Fully Lit and ran fifth 3.5 lengths. Now, this horse has obviously had a couple of private jump outs at home because, the horse turns up here without a trial or anything sort of public, so no one has any idea what's going on. But the horse has a load of ability, and I'm really keen on it in a race like this. It's obviously class one. They found a class one. They've gone up to Wyong for it. I think he'll be able to win first up if he's fit and ready to go, which, knowing Graz Vella, the horse certainly will be. And yeah, really keen to tip listeners into Vella's Best, and it's just a horse that I've had in my black book for quite some time, and this is extremely suitable race to kick things off. So, mate, make sure you have a couple of dollars on Vella's Best there on Saturday at Wyong as well.
Yeah, will do. You've spoken me into it, and hopefully, if last week's form, mate, we'll take it with trust.
Yeah, 100%. We're going quite well. But yeah, another horse I wanted to mention to everyone to follow was. It was a clear run of the race on the weekend there at Randwick. A horse called Ha 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 for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. I just wanted to know what your opinion of that horse is. Obviously, great mile form from overseas, and then come out of this preparation, had a good first up run, a little bit of a quieter second up run, but then on the weekend, mate, to win from where it did on Saturday out in that part of the track, I thought it was extremely impressive, and I was just wondering if you thought that horse might have any sort of feature race in mind or anything like that, or just simply a horse to follow for listeners.
Yeah, it was a good win, really good. I was pretty bullish about the horse that ran second, and as you said, to win with that strength in that position of the track even added more merit to the run. I mean, it was cruising home. As soon as the commentator caught his eyes on it, he pretty much Flindell called it as was never going to lose. It was cantering in. So yeah, super impressive win, mate. I think that on the monorail was a three or four length win. So yeah, I don't know what race they'll have in mind, but it certainly is a promising one. Maybe off the speed's better for it. I know Gay Waterhouse knows no other way, but maybe off speed will suit.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Whenever you see a Gay Waterhouse runner settle in about midfield or at the back, you just think, "Oh, I don't think this is going to plan here." And it's always a funny one. And it goes back to that horse I'm liking to follow out of the 2-year-old races, Wanarua. He's just a jump and runner. I don't even know if that horse has probably ever seen a horse next to him. He's probably led every jump out at home. He's probably done a lot of track work at home by himself. And when one eyeballs him, I think that's when we'll see the best of him. So. Anyway, mate, we've obviously had a short podcast this week. If listeners were at home, were able to see you right now, they'd probably be thinking that you're about to head off to the gym with your Nike singlet on. But hopefully, you will feature in the Triple J Racing Instagram videos on Saturday after you've tipped up a couple of winners here. So, mate, before you do go, Best bet for the weekend. You did talk a few of those ones up. So I'm just wondering which one if you're going to tip listeners into one, which one would it be?
I think King of the Castle's probably going to be yours as well. I reckon that's a good bet. It's a good price. I do like Cross the Rubicon on Sunday, though. I just think if it holds its form, it's rock hard fit. That's 650 is really good odds. Each way, I can't see that missing top three as long as it doesn't bungle the start by 4 or 5. What about you, mate?
I was actually thinking with Cross the Rubicon on the weekend. You talked it up to us in the podcast, and you got us to go back and watch that replay where it missed the kick, and then on Saturday it's probably jumped out too good and got himself in the speed battle up front there. And I thought you might
Yeah,
have been home there at one stage, but when
that's
that
true.
horse gets it right in run, I think it will be winning. So, yeah, mate, like you said, I'm really keen on King of the Castle. I'm also very keen on Pure Alpha with J Mac aboard. I just think that horse is too good for that field, and I think if everything goes right, got a lot of weight there. But I do believe that Pure Alpha will be winning. And down at Flemington, I'm very keen to, as I said, just have a small bet, small each way on Wave Rider Boy. I think he's been a little bit dismissed by the market, and I think sort of as we spoke about, when they find the right races and they're coming out of really strong races with good form around them, and they're just sort of off them by a couple of lengths, then you find a race like this where I feel he's one of the better horses in the race, and you're getting 21 and 6. You got to be around it. So we can bet small there and hopefully pick up the bickies. Just before you go too, mate, I'm just wondering if you watched State of Origin last night and saw that New South Wales were able to beat Queensland. You mustn't be happy
I
about
was
that, surely.
DJing at the there was a rooftop event in Stock Exchange in the city. So I was DJing I think they had Willie Mason there, maybe a couple other guest speakers. And that was good fun. I sort of played four till when the game started, and there was a decent mixture of both of New South Wales and Queensland. But yeah, mate, I did say it was a very convincing win. That got two. The score, I think it was first score to Queensland, then nothing else after dry bickies. So, yeah, congrats on the win, mate. Yeah, I was there for the beats, but yeah, I'm sure you would have enjoyed the game.
Oh, I absolutely enjoyed the game, mate. I actually had probably one or too many sherbets as well, which made me head a little bit sore this morning, but headstocks made me feel better this afternoon. And geez, I must say, what an event that would have been. Bryce Parker on the DJ decks and Willie Mason walking around with the crew. Geez, that would have been a loose event, that one last night.
It was good fun, mate. Good fun.
All right, mate. Well, as we said, a bit of a shorter podcast this week, but the main thing is we've got the horses that we wanted to talk about, and hopefully we get a result on the weekend. And thanks again for your time, mate, and good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Cheers, guys.